regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up! It was a
clear... I feel like I'm gonna get popped by the YouTube analytics.
You might.
That was good, man. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I had a request for really old school old hip-hop songs.
Splinter Cell likes that song.
Yeah, he was live during that time.
He was.
Like other people I know.
Shout out to Splinter Cell. Keeping America safe. So, welcome to the podcast, ladies, gentlemen, peoples of different things. So, stop reading that. It's a surprise for later. Put it down, face down. Anyways, so today Ruben and I have a guest, surprise lady from, surprise woman from a million podcasts ago. It must have been, what, podcast 32? I'll look it up because now I'm curious. We met at Starbucks. We picked her up randomly. She contacted us, telling us that now, after going through counseling, she's okay to talk to us again. I have a chip in my freaking throat. Anyways, so she's back on the podcast. Last time she discussed a lot of things, and now after going through deep meditation, some shamanic rituals, and some
lots of counseling.
Lots of counseling, mm-hmm, at like $90 an hour. She's back. She thinks she can make it another session without counseling. So we'll see. Plus, it's always good to get female opinions on stuff, mm-hmm, because we tend to, you know, say a lot of dumb shit that apply to guys only.
Yeah, a little bit.
Apparently.
I'm telling you, though, I think the females like the podcast. Maybe. I feel like we might have some female.
Just to warn you, Jonathan says I'm in a super salty mood today. More salty? More salty. Why? Than normal, apparently.
Well, we start having conversations earlier, and then he just starts like, I don't know, it just starts getting salty all of a sudden. I'm like, damn,
about
son.
What? I told him, like, first off, what's the conversation about?
Just dumb shit, like nothing that really matters. He's just real quick to be salty.
PMSing this week or something?
That's what he's saying.
Actually,
I don't think
it
so.
Can depend on where the moon's at. Have you guys ever heard about the moon and the energy and the...
Are you into that now? I thought this goes against your beliefs. So isn't the shamanic rituals against your beliefs?
Not necessarily. It has some effect on people, I believe.
Maybe. I mean, you do get some crazies when the moon comes out.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's
Why
quite
are you
possible.
Salty, dude?
I'm not salty.
You're saltier than the Dead Sea. Tell me.
I'm not salty.
What's going on?
I'm perfectly happy and content. Perfectly happy.
You get turned down or something?
I'm perfectly happy
and
content. He's
pent up. His balls are probably about to explode. It's probably what it is.
Perfectly happy and content. Thank you. Yeah.
So what exactly initiated this salt fest?
Nothing. Nothing happened. I had the whole day off.
Yeah?
Perfectly fine.
So what conversation came up?
We're just, what were
we
talking
about?
Gotta
give me a little bit to go off of.
Nothing really. It just wasn't really important. My whole point was that it came off salty, and there's nothing to be salty about. He just
overacted. I was so salty.
It's a good thing you got some water. He's just flushed it out.
I was happy and content. I'm the happiest guy I know.
Oh, come on. Come on. Don't throw so much bullshit out. It's clouding the air.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm happy.
Dude, I think it was podcast 14 that you were on.
That's a long ass.
Jeez,
time
that's
ago.
Like a year ago.
14, yeah. And I think that's when we had to pull back because of situations. But yeah, it's been a long time. I thought it was 30s, but no, it's like 14.
Damn.
I'm trying to look through all these Photoshops, trying to think which one my favorite is.
Street Fighter one's good.
The Street Fighter one's good, but the Obi one and Gaforce Ghost one is pretty good.
I feel
like
you're getting more feedback on the last couple podcasts.
More feedback?
More feedback.
You think we're getting more feedback? Oh, I think it's because women are like salty because we're not telling them what to do, what they want to do.
I agree. In a way.
I think women need to get their shit together. No, that's fucked up.
Jeez.
But no, I think, look, I think you and I have had these conversations before. I think women tend to, because you know how y'all are, I think you tend to coddle a bit because there is so much emotions and angst involved with things. But sometimes that's not what you need.
Coddling?
Coddling. I'm sorry, did I stutter? I meant coddling.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Coddling and stroking of each other's egos.
I wouldn't say that necessarily. Women just like to have other people, like, and I said this before, women just like people to hear them out.
Hear them out, yeah, or okay, agree so with
there's
them.
There's this analogy. I don't know if you guys ever looked it up, but you can YouTube it. Pretty much it's like this woman complains about her head having a headache, and there's a nail stuck in her head, and her spouse or partner or whatever it is like, but you have a nail in the head. Just take the nail out. And she's like, no, but you're not listening to me. Like, it just hurts. Like, they just have to talk about the problem, where the men always try to fix it. That's why the men always have the tool belt. You guys ever heard that analogy?
I haven't heard of that. And but look, it's a good analogy and it makes sense. But
like, we know the problem. We just like to talk about it and have you guys understand, and then it goes away.
Okay, but even after, even as a male, if you were to understand and listen to that woman, she's still going to walk away with a fucking nail in her head. So nothing has changed. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're maintaining.
What a man.
You're maintaining. Yeah, oh my God, are you ganging up on me now as a woman's here? Putting the pussy on a pedestal again, I see. As you walk away with that nail in your head, hours later, that you're still going to have that fucking headache because the nail's still in your head. You're not fixing it.
That's true.
You're just looking for somebody to be like, girl, I know that nail must hurt, right? Fuck, men are crazy. Round, round, round.
I guess you could take it two ways. Yeah, there's women out there like that, and there's also women that need, like, you know, what you're saying, like, good instruction on.
Right. Sometimes you need somebody to be honest with you and right. to tell you what's going on.
Yep.
Like, let's be freaking honest with you here. Like, let's be honest here on this table. Like, of the female friends that you have, how many of them don't want to hear the truth and they just want you to agree with them? And we've had these discussions with specific friends in mind where they are making bad choices. And even if you were to tell them there were bad choices, they don't want to hear that. They want you to be like, girl, you got to do what you got to do. This is your life.
That's true. They do that all the time.
Look, it's all I'm saying.
They do that all the time.
And I get it. Like, support needs to be there, whether it's a male or female relationship. I totally get that. But once you get to the point where you're no longer helping your friends and then you're also maintaining bad behavior,
right.
you gotta ask yourself the question. Like, if you got a friend who's like a fucking horrible person and she kicks puppies every week, are you gonna like continue to say, girl, eventually that dog will move? Or are you gonna say, bitch, stop kicking dogs? It's not cool for you to kick a fucking dog. Like, do you know what I'm saying? That's right. a shitty example. That's an example.
That's a good example, though.
Like, at some point, you gotta tell people the truth. Because that's the only time it ever changes.
Yeah.
You know, if you keep maintaining.
Well, and I think there's different levels of friendship, too, in women's world.
What does that mean?
Okay, so women's world, there's different levels. So, like, I have a really good friend where I can pretty much call her out on her bullshit that she does. And there's no offense there. And there's not a lot of, like, angst against us or, like, drama because she understands me, I understand her, we know each other very well. Okay. And then there's acquaintances, like coworkers that I would call friends, or like people that I go to the gym with or whatever. And those people, if I call them out, it's like, why are you saying this stuff to me? So this is a different, there's different levels of friendship with women, where men are completely different. You have to be able to have like a certain level of friendship with a woman to be able to call her out on the things that she's doing wrong.
See, I don't agree, because I think you're right in the beginning. The first part of it, I agree with you, because I think there is different levels of friendship, right? Like, I have some male coworkers that I work with that I'm not okay telling them, like, hey, dog, your girlfriend's a whore. You know what I mean? Like
I would hope you never say that.
You don't say what?
No, I'll tell them that.
Like,
I'll straight tell them that.
No, I think there's some people I have a business relationship with that, like, but these are also people. See, I have very thin lines. Like, these are people I'm not hanging out with. Like, that dude is not calling me on the weekends and saying, hey, yo, you want to just go watch a game? Like, no, that's not happening. No. Like, I have very weird, I know I'm weird in this sense. Like, I have very weird boundaries.
I was just gonna say, we're not even good experts on that.
Yeah, no.
We're only friends.
But this is, this is the problem. This is the difference between guys and girls. Guys are so different, and you guys can have problems and call each other out, and then it's over. But women, we hold on to stuff. And when we call each other out, it's like, it's terrible because then they're always bringing it up. Like, I can't believe you said this to me. It's like more emotional and it's like,
well, y'all are emotional creatures in that sense for sure. More than men are. But yeah. The question is, should you, you said the word, you, would you say you build it up or you,
there's different levels of friendship.
No, you say you don't say anything and then later on you do and it kind of explodes. Anyway, just forget it. Let's move forward.
Okay.
Long story short, I think, yeah, you're right. But I think that maybe it's just you and I because we're weirdos. But yeah. I have male acquaintances, but I don't know if I'd call them friends. You know, like I have a very small niche group of friends that if they were like, hey, I'm coming in from out of town, I could stay at my house. And I could probably name them all in one hand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think Ruben and I are weird in that sense because yeah. We've known each other for so long. But I do have male acquaintances at work. And I think there's a certain level where the conversation goes, but it never goes past a certain surface level. So I wouldn't ever get in the position where I'm like, yo, bro, that's not cool. That your wife's doing that to you.
That's what I'm saying pretty much though. So like women can't call each other out unless we're on a certain level of friendship with each other.
I agree with you, but at the same time, if you're maybe it's just the way I use the word, but I don't frequently throw the word friend like that if I can't get that comfortable with them.
I say you're throwing like friend out there like easy.
Well, to me, friend means like, I have a lady that I see every day that when I go in, I get coffee, like I know her by name. I call her a friend. Even though she's acquaintance, she's not like a best friend because there's different levels of like friendship. So I call people that I guess normally like how your guys' friendship is, that's a friend to you.
I would call that a close friend, yeah.
Yeah, but to me, like the woman that I get my coffee from, she's a friend because we talk. She knows my life. I know her life. We move on. I don't call her out because we're not really like best friends. We're not really in depth with each other right. Emotionally.
But nobody's telling you to call out somebody who you're surface level friendship with. You know what I mean? Because at that point, well, what's your face? You're making a face like, motherfucker. Well,
because like you just kind of contradicted yourself.
No. I would never call out a surface level friend out for their bullshit. The original conversation was that I bet you have friends who you would have to call out for their bullshit and right. You don't. And I think using my definition of the word friend is the way I'm using it.
Well, the friends that I have that are really good friends, we do call each other out on our bullshit.
Think so?
Yeah, I know so.
What about your friend that you were with for a while? You'd call her out?
Yes, me and her called each other out on our bullshit. Whether or not we take the advice or listen, that's up to us personally, individually.
What about the other friend you used to live with? You call her out too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that proves my point right there.
That was a brief friendship acquaintance.
You lived with her for quite a while.
Just a little bit.
I don't think I would live with...
That was a couple years ago.
Doesn't matter how long ago it was. It matters the fact that you were comfortable enough with this friendship in order to live with this person.
Right.
I have a very, very, very small group of people I would live
with. But sometimes, you know, friends that are surface level friends become roommates. Just because you're roommates doesn't mean you're best friends.
Nobody said you had to be best friend, but... Once
best
again,
friends in the simple terms of like how your relationship is. You can call Ruben out on his saltiness. You can call him out on his assholeness. Like that's just how it is. But for this friendship that I had with a roommate, she was a friend, but it was very surface level. We didn't really get in conversations. I didn't see her very often. So
okay. Well, we'll agree.
That loophole we'll agree to disagree. There.
Interesting.
That's how weird women are.
I guess. Would you live with me?
Yeah. I don't know if I trust your financials, but yeah, I live with you.
Hey, man.
I'd be like, yo, dog, I saw 14 bops coming in. Where the fuck's my rent at? Hey, I'm like, I saw that collector edition group and shit. Where the fuck is my rent at, dog?
I can cook and clean.
You better the fuck be you gotta
worry
than,
about you just you better, gotta worry about the bills.
You better be doing more than cooking and cleaning in this fucking house if you're bringing in pops and not making my rent.
Hey, man, I made a good living off it this week, so.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how the conversation would go. Ruben and I were roommates.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm going to send you this link for this Bible verse. It's a real good one. Skip to minute 935.
How did you guys use something different other than Bible verse? Come on now. Don't taint the holiness for your guys' nasty symbols. What are you talking about?
On YouTube, you can look at Bible scripture verses, on
that's
there.
Right.
Yeah, like women like showing titties.
What?
Can't show titties on YouTube.
Yeah, you can. No, you look at breast augmentation. Go ahead, look it up right now.
Dang, everybody right now is hot clicking their phone. Clack, 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 clack.
I send you Bible verses all day long.
That's all the time. All the time.
There you go.
Getting deep in that scripture.
That's right. John 3:16.
Yep.
So, what else are we talking about today? That, you know what I'm saying?
Got quick that down pat.
That's right. That's never forget. Standard. My arm's going up on this chair right now. I'm about to drop this mic.
Yeah.
What else got going on? What else got going on in your weeks? Anything you want to share?
Can you tell her about our favorite game we play now?
Oh, yeah. So last week we talked about this a little bit. So Ruben and I went to go get some food, and we continued last week's game where I am now picking what girls Ruben would totally date. And this time it was a fresh crop of new girls.
New ones. Friday night's a new shift, man.
Friday night's apparently new girl day. So, Ruben, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 waitresses. And this time I even went hard mode.
Damn, what are you, Liam Nielsen?
Hell
you
yeah.
You took count of everybody?
You guys are dog.
Creepy. Dog. I'm speaking for the girls. You guys are creepy.
What? You're looking around. We've had this discussion, you and I, before about you need to fucking look at your surroundings.
I say, you don't look at the exits? You just go into a building blindly?
Oh, no, we had this conversation on the podcast. Like, as a woman, you need to look at your fucking surroundings. Girls are so bad at that. I walk up to women sometimes, like, as I'm walking towards my car, and they're like, oh. And I'm like, I'm not fucking Dracula and shit. There were some fucking signs that somebody was behind you. You're just so focused on whatever the fuck is on your mind right now that you don't know what's going on around you. So, like, I'm not, like, fucking Blade and shit where I'm coming out at you. Like, you need to look at your surroundings just for safety purposes, especially as a woman. Right.
Right.
But anyways, we're at the bar. So, you know, you look around, period. I want some dude coming in here in AK-47 up the bar. And I'm like, unprepared for this because I'm taking a bite of my chicken sandwich. But back to my point. So last week we were talking about what women Ruben will be into. And last week I was like picked out 2 and then he was just like, all right, you're right. But this time I went hard mode. I only allowed myself 1 woman. I picked 1 woman that Ruben was probably into.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him some time to look at.
Can you describe what she looks like? Because obviously we don't know where you guys went. So describe what this girl looks like.
So she was.
Height, hair color.
Blonde. Kind of like a. Color, like a. Probably white.
Color.
Totally white girl. White girl. Blonde. Kind of like a platinum blonde. Shorter hair. Had some odd tattoos.
Like as in what?
Like odd to me is I didn't see what they were. They were just, it was just a black tattoo.
A little far away.
They were like, odd to me is a placement for a female. I feel like I have very detailed, as the chair, I feel like I have very detailed opinions on what I feel like is a very feminine and attractive tattoos on a woman.
Okay,
versus so. Some that are not as effeminate
so
positions.
So where was her odd tattoos?
It was like on the outside of her arm. It's not odd. It's just not the most feminine place.
Right. Okay. Right.
So I don't know what they were. They were just like a black,
yeah,
black
ink. I think
ink.
Actually one of them or 2 of them were colored actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
was she your guys' waitress or no?
No, she's a different waitress altogether.
Oh.
This was a challenge because this is one that wasn't around, right? Mm. So I had to wait till she walked by, and then I was like, Ruben, that one. And then when Ruben looked, when I said that, he did that face that he's doing right now, did that fucking like holding
and
back a
for
smile.
Everybody
shit.
That can't see what his face looks like, he's just looking down, grinning.
He's looking away, grinning, holding back a smile as hard as he can, biting his lip and shit. So
this is
yeah.
my smile face. I'm not holding back. That's,
and I was like,
as much as I smile.
And I was like,
come on, I've seen you smile bigger than that with teeth and all.
This is my smile.
Uh-huh.
She walked by sure. and I was like,
sure.
I was like, that one right there. Right there, Ruben. That one right there.
Are you country now all of a sudden?
I was like, yeah, boy. Get you some, dog. No, that's not right. That's not right. I'm bad at accents. But anyways.
Half black, half country.
Was I right, dog?
You were right.
Was I right?
You were
really?
Right. Yeah.
He fucking does held that shit back. Wow. I was right. You know why I was right? My filters were like, all right, he's into certain, without giving too much info, he's into certain types, certain things,
he
right?
He held the info last week.
No. There's certain types, certain intros. But there are things like, okay, if you're a guy that has a type, like there are things that probably are interesting you, but then there are also things that not that big of a deal, so you can change them out. So like sex. I fucked that up. I meant like nationality or whatever, or like if you're into like big boobs, you sometimes if you're like you could take those away. It's not a big deal. If you're into like curvy girls, sometimes you could take that away depending on what other things.
Okay, so if you guys were into curvy girls and yet there's like a skinny girl, like a super, like no curved girl.
Uh-huh.
And
okay, so let's play this game. This is going to sound so fucking douchebaggy, and it's going to sound so fucking sexist. So I apologize. I'm really not trying to. But I'm going to give you a small hint into a man's mind. A very small hint for you feminists. No, for you females that are interested in this. Prepare to open the dark, sticky door. So.
Sorry.
So if you're a guy, let's say you're into curvy girls, big boobs, and like let's say you're into like black girls, right? Just for hypothetical sake.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you are diehard, that's your type. Like for example, and I find this more with like black people or Mexican people or you know ethnic people of certain races. If you're a black person and you only like dating black girls, then cool. You're not gonna give that up. Do you know what I'm saying? Even if you meet the fucking girl from Frozen and shit, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna. Even if you. The reason that comes up is because I was at karaoke today, so that's on my mind. If you meet like some super hot like white girl, but you're just into black girls, you're not gonna give that up.
Yeah.
For the most part, right? But if you're flexible on your interests, mm-hmm. then you can give some stuff up. So back to my original example. If you're into black girls that are curvy, big boobs, you know, big butt, but then maybe you meet like a white girl that's curvy, small boobs, but a really, really, really pretty face, then you're cool with that. You're willing to give some up. And I think as a people, As people, both female and men, I think you have to be flexible. Because if you're truly looking for, say, like I'm doing this, if you're truly looking for somebody, mm-hmm. you got to be flexible.
You got to give and take.
You got to give and take. Because the reality is, look, the serious reality, no jokes here, the reality of you finding someone who you have similar interests with, that you like spending the right amount of time with, that you have wants that are the same, mm-hmm. that you have goals that are the same, that you're the same people, like maturity level for depending on where you both are in life, that you both live in the same place, that you're both find each other equally as attractive, that you both have the same type of things that you're into each other, that you both have the same, like the right family mindset, that you both have all these things in line, like a fucking jigsaw puzzle. The likelihood of that is quite low. So you should be flexible. There's going to have to be some give and takes. Unless you're going to be that fucking dude that's looking for, or girl, who's looking for the perfect fucking person, you're just going to be single the rest of your life. Because you're not going to find that perfect fucking person. Like, you're not, let's be fucking serious here, people.
Yep.
Let's be fucking serious here, okay? You as a woman, or you as a man, whoever the fuck's listening, the fam out there, the life generalist fam, you're not Prince Charming or fucking the equivalent princess.
You're probably not.
You're just not. And so for you to think you're like Snow White is Prince Charming?
Yeah.
For you to think you're Snow White and you're going to find your Prince Charming?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be fucking honest here. You're not. You're going to have to make some give and takes.
The odds are low.
The odds are low. But you don't settle. Don't settle. So don't be like, well, he's a nice guy, but he does meth off of my car.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't settle. Yeah. But have some standards, but definitely be flexible.
Well, I asked the whole physical appearance type because I have a person in mind that her ex started dating somebody completely different than what she looked like.
Was this the girl from the other day?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm not going to say.
Well, you're the girl that texted me that I guess now I guess I just fucking threw it out there is kind of equivalent. You know of her.
Just to give a backstory,
and I read that text message.
She's totally cool if I say this because we've talked about this. But she's a very slender body type.
Her or the girl he's dating now?
The girl, herself. She's a black girl. I mean, she's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. She's just really super slender. She doesn't really got a lot of curves. And then he just started dating a white girl that's
thick.
Very
man, white girls are evolving. 10 years ago, in the 90s. Man,
you remember back in high school?
Man, like fucking cutting boards, dog. Like you used to go and you could grab a baseball. Fuck it. You could get a racquetball and get some rackets with you and you could just fucking play racquetball on that shit. Clack. Clack. Run.
It was
go
long. Clack. It was flat.
It's the Starbucks.
And now shit's evolving, dogs.
It's the Starbucks.
It's like everybody's going Super Saiyan on this motherfucker. You think all of them.
Boski's water up there?
Boski's water's coming down here. Yeah, shout out to Boski and Javi.
Good Lord. So I guess that's all in all because she thinks.
Is she really lean? Like really lean?
It's not necessarily lean.
She's not curvy.
She's just not curvy. She's like a very, very thin. She just doesn't have.
That's what I'm saying. She's very lean.
Tone.
Maybe she. Look, I find that women, and this is totally too much for this podcast, but I feel like women, when they add a little bit more body fat on them, they usually can get a little curvier.
Yeah.
If she's, what I'm saying is, like, if she went too lean, like, if she's, like, let's say she's a fucking marathon runner, you know, those girls are typically very lean. So right. Once you add a little body fat, girls get a little bit more curves back.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And then you can have her squat and shit.
Yeah.
Heavy deadlifts, right?
That could help. Sumos, though. You gotta get the quads and the glutes.
That eats everything and can't gain weight, kind of thing.
Dude, you know our friend that says that too? He's like, I can't eat, I can't gain weight. You know, the one that's always flexing on Instagram. Shout out to that guy. I doubt he listens to this. He always said that to me, and I was just like, look, dog, I get it. We have different appetites. I can eat a whole cow, and you can't. There's ways around this, people. Look, we live in America, the land of fatty and shitty food. Just eat a little bit more of that shitty food. A little bit. Just a little bit. Don't go crazy and shit. Don't be eating 13 cupcakes added a day per. Just a little bit. Add a cupcake to your diet. See what happens. I get it. Some people don't have great appetites. I have the opposite effect. I have a demonic appetite. But if you're the other person, get a little food in there. Get a little. Eat Mexican food once a day. It'll help you out. Oh, trust me.
That won't hurt.
No. Fucking come over to my mom's house. She'll fatten you up real good. My mom will fatten the fuck out of you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
My mom
would do it up. She'll be like, "Here, no, you're not full yet. Eat a little bit more. You know how moms are. They're like, that's not good. You're a growing boy. Eat a little bit more." You're like,
"My mom don't do that.
Your mom don't do that?
No.
My mom did
my
that.
Mom
she
don't cook.
She's like, that's nice. Get the fuck out of here. She's like, you gonna do the dishes? That's what my mom does. So.
Damn, son. My mom's like, here, have a little bit more rice. I made a lot. I'm like, why'd you make so much? But anyways, back to my point. But anyways, look, you brought up your girl. So you said she was insecure about the white girl thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, because, you know, women, most of, well, I can't speak for everybody, but the friends that I have, they're really insecure with how they look. So whether they be super skinny or they're super curvy, they all have their insecurities. And because this guy started dating a totally different type of race and body curves, she just feels inadequate, I guess. And she also showed me pictures of his ex-girlfriend that she found on Instagram. And I'm
wait,
like,
why is she stalking her ex-girlfriend?
The ex-girlfriend's to prove her point. Because she's like, this is why he broke up with me. I mean, this girl, I mean, like, as you guys know, if you heard the last podcast, I mean, I think they dated for like two and a half years living together.
I think I heard it. And we were kind of part of it.
Well, I'm talking to everybody else besides you two.
I got you.
Just to fill them in. So for them,
unless you're taking ecstasy,
that's what I was saying.
Probably this motherfucker up.
I think your girl's just being insecure. She's just trying to find reasons to justify her insecurity.
Yeah. It just hurts my heart. That's all. Makes me feel bad because it's like, dude, there's a man that's gonna be like super totally into the thin, no curve look. There's going to be a guy that's into the super squasher look. There's going to be a guy that's into like tranny look. Like there's going to be a guy into like almost every single type of look. You can't just narrow yourself into one dude because this is the only convenience to your life.
I get it. Look, I'm not trying to be insensitive because last week I was a little harsh on her. I get it. She's hurting. She's having a hard time letting go. She needs to let go, number one. Like, if this was a checkmark list, number one,
let this dude go. I don't think you really understood the text because she's like, he doesn't get it. Like, he, like, packed up his stuff, left me a note and said, I'm leaving you. And then he blocked her on every social media. So there was no explanation. And then 2 weeks later, there was a Snapchat of like him on a date and all this other junk.
So she's hurt because he feels like he left her for the other girl.
Oh, she, he totally did. 100%. But he gave no explanation. I feel like guys are really bad at this because I don't know if it's because they don't want confrontation or they just don't want to hurt them. But he,
I feel like guys have a hard time watching girls, like making girls cry. Feel a little guilty. But look, I get it. Your girl's like, see, but there's two different things, right? So if he left her to go with this new girl, right? Your eyes spazzing me out. Too much ecstasy. If he left her for this other girl, mm-hmm. you can't have this attitude of like, how can I get this guy back?
Yeah, that's
what that's problem number one.
Well, and the weird thing too was because even like a month before this breakup, he was talking to her dad about asking her hand in marriage, and like it was a bigger crazy. Step than
no. Then now I feel like she did something. What'd she do?
What'd she didn't do? Do anything.
But see, you can't tell me he's trying to ask her dad for her hand in marriage.
I think it's just because it's like, and now he's like
fucking done and going with some other girl. Either that's she too, did that's something too much.
Or he's like playing some sort of weird game. Mm. She got money? Like, has her family got money?
I don't know.
I just, that's really out of character really for weird. A guy to be what, like, I want to get married. And now he's like, peace the fuck out. I'm going to find another girl.
Unless
I
he's feel, really immature and very young.
No, there's something more to it, man.
I don't look. If he's immature, I wouldn't have guessed him to be the type of guy who is trying to ask her dad for marriage.
That seems like a lot of effort.
That seems like something that reminds me of that fucking whine. What's that dumbass song I hate? Where's that whiny fuck who's basically the lyrics of the song is a guy asking,
I'm gonna ask your hand for marriage, but even though he's gonna say no, I'm still gonna marry you anyway.
Yeah, but he's basically in the beginning he says no, and then he gets all whiny and he's like, "What? How do you
be so cool?"
Yeah,
how do you be so rude?
Put your fucking pants back on.
Whatever gay shit that song
says. Put your pants back fucking on and walk forward, you little fucker. But anyways, back to my point. That's weird. Like, that's a very traditional thing to do, to ask for the dad for the to marry her.
It's important.
That's gay.
Right, but what I'm saying is like that's also like I don't. If a guy is immature, I wouldn't expect him to have that type of mindset.
That's
right.
That's weird.
So. My thing is, that's really weird for him to go that far. One is, it's going two different spectrums. You're going from like getting married to fucking leaving you for another girl.
For another woman.
Like, something's off there. She didn't tell you something. A guy doesn't make that type of. Guys are fucking lazy and they're dumb and they're not making.
I agree.
They're not making
all those things.
100% agree.
They're not making that big of a decision for no reason.
That's a lot.
That's a big jump. So something's not right here.
There's a puzzle piece missing.
Yeah, something's not right here. Hmm. So if you're listening, girl, ask yourself the question, what'd you do?
Wow.
And I'm not saying it's her fault.
Yeah.
But I'm saying something turned
him
off.
There's something different. There's something in there that's
like, if he's so into the girl that he's asking her to marry her, first of all, you're probably not trying to get a side chick. Secondly...
But maybe the thought of actually, because they went and looked at rings, maybe the thought set in like, oh, this is the woman I'm going to sleep with the rest of my life. I need to bang one out before I get married and bang one out with the same woman for the rest of my life. Ever thought of that?
It's possible, but...
These are things that go through our heads because it's like, this is why he's doing this.
But see, as women, I think that's what you guys are... without sounding fucked up... That's why you guys are somewhat built wrong.
That didn't sound wrong at all.
Thank you. Uh-uh. I was trying real hard. What I mean by that is that...
Listen, women. This is what's wrong with you. You're built wrong.
Listen, you.
I'm going to take it up with God when I meet him.
I will. I'll bring it up. No. Look, guys are built wrong in many respects as well. The way we approach things as well. But what I'm saying is that... When you and I have talked about this on previous podcasts. When you go into something... And you can't just like let go and you let your mind continue to play fucking holodeck scenarios. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you're playing these fucking scenarios over and over and over. What in reality are you getting from that? Because if you play these scenarios in your head of what you think is happening, the only thing you're going to accept is what you think is happening. Because you have no proof of one scenario being realer than the next scenario, than the next scenario, than the next scenario. So all you're doing is compounding stress about the situation over and over and over. Because the reality is, maybe he's such a fucking fickle, immature guy that she farted once when they were asleep and he's fucking grossed out and done. Right? It could be. I'm not saying that's what happened. But in a simple chimpanzee male brain, that could happen. And you know that then she fucking goes and she's like dealing with months and months and months of fucking scenarios in her fucking head. And it could be something as simple as that guy being like, that fart really grossed me out. I never farted that gross ever in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
okay.
My point in that, and
guys
I didn't mean
just gross all the way around.
Huh? Nothing. Guys are gross all the way around?
Just a little bit.
I didn't mean to be disrespectful with that comment. I thought it was funny, but maybe not. All I'm saying is that scenario thing in your head is not doing anything.
Right.
And it's bringing back more and more memories about the things that you're having a hard time with. It's not right, and I get it because I've done that, but it's not going to fix anything. And I think women do that because they're trying, men do that too. People do that. There you go. Mm-hmm. Because you're trying to get closure. But the reality is that,
you'll never get that.
You're not probably going to get it. And I feel like women do this shit because I've been in the other end of this. Don't roll your eyes. I feel like I've been on the other end of this when I tell somebody 100% truthful what the situation is. And they're all like, that's not the situation. You did this because of this. And I'm like, no. No, you're not understanding. I told you what the situation was. You choosing to not believe me and thinking there's something greater going on here, that's your choice. But the only way this is going to work out is if we bust out with like a 1994 Nintendo Game Boy and we hook it up with that Game Link system. Because because that's the only way our minds are ever going to fucking be able to see truth here. Because I told you what the situation was. You farted and it grossed me out, yeah. Right? And you're going to be like, you're going to break up with me because of one fart. Motherfucker, do you not fart? Do you think you don't fart? Do you know what I'm saying? Like at the end, it's going to turn into that. And it's like, no. Look, for you, maybe it's not a big deal. For me, this was a life-changing fart. I don't know, man. A fart's a bad example. But my point is that at the end of the day, a guy could be 100% honest. But that might not be what you want to hear as a right. woman or as a yeah, as a partner. And because of that, despite the fact that it is the reason and it is the purpose for the breakup, you might not be happy with that and you won't accept it. And then you're going to be playing these fucking games in your head with like, it must be some other bitch. Some other bitch must have fucking gotten to him. And that's why he broke up with me. Well, fuck him.
But in this scenario, he does have another bitch.
But you don't know that. He has another girlfriend, right? Hold on. You're looking at me. You're looking at me like I'm lying to you. I should be defensive. No. You do not know what my defendant has dealt with in this relationship. No, I'm just kidding. But
no.
Look, he has another girlfriend now. My point is that you don't know if he had one back then with her.
Right.
And you don't know if he broke up with her for this girl. Maybe like he was fucking brokenhearted and he was like, I had to end it because of that fart. Once again, going back to that fart thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like fucking brokenhearted and he's like, I'm going to get some coffee because I haven't slept in 2 days. And he goes and he meets this girl at Starbucks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, let's go on a date. Fuck it. I need to get my mind off of this girl. Because once again, we've talked about this. I need to slow
guys
down my
go
speaking.
Guys go on dates after they break up because...
Sometimes not even dates. It's just flings. But my point is that maybe he met her and he's like, it worked out. And then they just...
Flings.
They work out.
Girl, it's a fling.
Might be.
Rolling your eyes over there. Look, my point is that you don't know... You don't know if the glove don't fit. Okay, no. You don't know if they... met after before, so you can't be mad at that girl. It might not be a bad situation. My point is, I just find it fishy now, the whole proposal thing. I find that fishy because it's very so out of character for a guy to go to fucking ricochet back to another phase of the
unless
relationship.
They get scared. Guys get scared very
guys
easily.
Get scared of getting married too. It's a big commitment, but that's fishy to me. And then I also think it's fishy that he didn't say anything. That he wasn't like, I'm breaking up with you
because of this. Yeah.
Like he just grabbed his shit and left. I thought that's weird. That's really odd. And blocked her
hey,
out of all this shit.
Maybe the dad just said no.
No, that's
so. You think he's the guy from that song now?
Yeah.
Why are you gonna be so?
Yeah, no, that dad, has no. That's definitely maybe not
the
it.
Dad just said no.
No, I met this guy once.
And was like, the dad just said no. I was like, if you hang around my daughter, I'm gonna shoot you.
He's a good dude.
Your girl's gonna slap you next time she sees you.
I know she is.
Good thing you backtracked slowly. Like if you saw a T-Rex.
Can we just move on for this?
Look, I think there's some pictures. There's some pieces missing. Like it's like a timeline and shit. Like you know what happened here. You know what happened here. But there's something here.
Like the Instagram timeline?
Yeah, like that. Like there's something missing. It's like if you took four photos and you just cropped one out, you're like, something missed here. I went from starting to build this cabinet and at the end it's just built. And there's a pipe going through it.
I'm very proud of you. I thought you were going to do a sex
I should have done it in a sex reference.
But you went a cabinet making, so I'm very
good. It's just like when you're watching a porn and you accidentally hit the some of the timeline and you go there and you're like, whoa, how did we get here? We need to go back. We need to go back in the plot. I just saw the printer guy going in trying to fix the printer, and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of people in here. Let's go back.
Just like that.
Just like that. Anyways, anything else you got to say about this relationship situation?
I digress on this situation.
You digress? Or
done.
You just bail?
It's over
you just
with.
Bail?
Girl,
you just tuck and roll?
Leave.
Just tuck and roll?
Yeah,
just
that's what we said.
Tuck and roll,
roll,
Grandma.
Drop.
That's what we said.
Drop it like it's hot and roll.
All right, so you have something here you want to show us. So before that, I want to tell you guys about how a Prius flexed on me on the freeway the other day. So check this out. I'm driving on the freeway. You know what I'm saying? Like I always do one hand up. Covering my face like I'm about to street race. Always the other hand on the other shifter as if I'm going to drop that gear. You know what I'm saying?
Is that how you do?
That's how I do.
I got a good visual of that.
And then a freaking Prius just goes zoom and then cuts me off. And I'm like,
what color Prius?
Silver.
Ooh.
Silver Prius. It's like basic bitch.
What kind of, was it a boy, girl driving?
So that's what I had to find out. I'm like, what's going on here? So I move on to the next lane. I'm like, and I look over and it's a dude. Is this dude, he had almost the same stance, just like this. But he had like a weird arm extension or some shit. He was kind of like this. It's kind of, you know, not a good manly way of doing it. He was
just
kind of
like a weak.
Just like a soft. Like he was like just like jiggling and shit. I was like, that's a dude. And I was like, why is this dude flexing on me? I have no idea why he was flexing on me. I still to this day don't know why he was flexing on me. But the fucking worst part of it was, I'm like, I looked at his license plate. It says some girly shit like Queen Bee on it or some shit.
No.
I was like, I have no respect on you when you got a fucking.
Queen Bee cut you off.
I was like, you got a fucking bitch made plate. You got the wheel. Hey, you have the wheel like the wind's going to knock it out of your hand. And you trying to flex on me?
All right. First thing, that dude could have been gay, man. Maybe he was.
He wasn't grabbing the steering wheel that badly.
All right, maybe that was his like sister's car or.
I take out that license plate. I legit would take it off and ride without a license
maybe
plate.
Maybe he just
and when the cop pulls me over, I'm like, look, sir, I'm not trying to break the law, but I can't be driving this shit. Look at my sister's license plate. Look at this shit. Look at this shit.
Queen Bee in my Prius.
I was like, what the fuck, man? And that you know what? That might have irritated me more than that other shit I told you irritates me in fucking cars. Last time you and I, Ruben, were talking about how what irritates me in cars, and I hate to point out races, white girls do this shit most. So you know what I'm talking about? When you fucking driving by somebody and all you see is two things irritate the fuck out of me. Anybody does this shit in my car, I'm fucking straight up just Leonidas kicking the fucking person out of my car.
Yeah, put your feet on
put
the
your
dashboard.
Feet in the gas. Fucking right, Ruben. Ruben
put
knows.
Put your feet on the dashboard.
Don't put your fucking nasty ass fucking dinosaur feet on my fucking dashboard. I don't care how good looking of a girl you are. That's fucking disgusting. Don't put your fucking feet on my dashboard. Problem number one. The one that fucking irritates me more is the one where they put their fucking feet outside of the window. I went, where the fuck are you going?
Yeah,
you have your window.
Weird.
Well, you have your fucking feet outside the window.
I'd like to feel that air hit their
no,
feet.
Their
man.
Fucking dinosaur claws. Yeah, I bet they do. Fucking dinosaur heels and knee pedicures.
Hey,
I don't care
if,
how nicely your feet are. It's disgusting.
What if the car rolls
stanky
over sideways
feet.
And they just pop out perfectly?
They just automatically
yeah,
roll out of the car.
They roll, and they're already on their feet.
I think
so
it's
more perfect.
I think it's most likely that your feet are just gonna you're gonna accordion into that car, and you're gonna just destroy all of your legs. Your
it's
bones
possible.
Are gonna be brittle, fragments, just like if like this water right here that has shards of ice in them.
It's possible.
Disgusting. Every time I see that, I just picture that girl having horrible smelling feet, and that's why she has to air them out. Disgusting.
Thanks for the visual.
Just letting you know what I'm thinking about, dog.
And this disgusting. All came from a guy in a Prius with a Queen Bee license plate.
My point to this, the connection was that I feel like that guy on the bitch scale, he's just below that girl that puts her feet outside of the car. Just below.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fighting for that position. Yeah. Mm. He's fighting for it.
Hey, man, that dude could have had a bunch of reasons.
I would have rented a car.
Maybe he was driving to his sister's. You don't know.
I would have kept the windows rolled up.
That is weird.
I would have kept the windows rolled up and maybe put one of those baby the ones that block the sun right there on that driver's side window. Embarrassing. Anyways, so what's going on with you, little one? You got some shit going on in your life.
Yeah, so
you changed. Well, go ahead, tell a story.
Yeah, I changed gyms only because I kept getting notes on my car. And it's the same handwriting, so I'm assuming it's the same dude or woman. I don't know. But this last one, the last note that I got was really creepy.
Is this the one here in front of me?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Should I read it?
You should read it.
This is the last one or the first one?
Word for word. This is the last one. Can you read it? Because I can read it. He's just smiling.
I'm reading it.
Oh, and just to let you guys know so you get a visual, it's written on a...
back of an envelope. Like a
torn piece of envelope.
Yeah,
Sharpie marker.
It's written in Sharpie.
Handwriting.
Maybe some
terrible
blood stains or something. Let me get some gloves.
And it's kind of crusty. I don't know what that is.
So it looks like he took an envelope that he received at home and he just tore the back out of it. Like a murderer would. And so this is what he says. It says, this is the second one you received or
this
the first one?
This is the second one. No, this is the second one. And this is the one that I decided I need to go to a different gym.
And this is another case in point from my argument earlier. How you need to look at your fucking surroundings. Exits. You should need to look at your fucking surroundings because he knows what car you drive.
Yeah.
Which means that at some point he saw you walk away and get to your car and get in your car. Uh-huh. So much so that he knows what car you drive in.
Yeah, that's true.
Which means that you don't know who the fuck is looking at you.
Yeah, so when you go in there, you should be like, I wonder which one of these dudes is a weird fucker.
Probably the one that's looking at your ass based on this fucking note. But anyways, so this thing says... hold on, let me get my creepy voice on. Girl. I threw that in there. Girl. I wonder if you can pick this up. All right. Girl. I'm reading it now. I saw you in there. Just want to say I appreciate the view. I want to eat that booty, girl. If so, I don't think that's good English. If so, give me a look. I know you know me. XO. Weird fucked up squiggly line.
Weird fucked up squiggly line.
Yeah,
okay,
girl.
So if you guys couldn't understand what he just said, it says, I saw you in there, just want to say I appreciate the view, with a underline underneath the view with an exclamation point. I want to eat the booty, or that booty girl, period. If so, give me a look. I know you know me. XO with a... I'm assuming that's his signature, even though it's terrible.
It looks like a Yoshi egg dropped on the ground and then cracked and then ran away.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like a warning sign. I don't know. So anyways, this was left in my car. Why do I still have this? I don't know. But it was left in my car because I just got it and I had to leave. So, but I thought I should bring this because it cracked me up because I thought it was funny. But it also, it's kind of creepy because I guess I know this person and he thinks I know him and he thinks...
You probably shouldn't say you think it's funny because now you're promoting this fucking behavior.
I'm not promoting it. I think it's disgusting and I think it's creepy as fuck. And if you are listening, stop it. It's weird. This is not how you pick up women.
First of all, I want some more women's opinions on this. So if you're a female and you listen to this podcast, I want to know If a guy coming up to you and saying, I want to eat that booty, girl. No, I want to eat that booty, girl. That center line. I want to eat that booty, girl. If that's the thing when you're like, shit, this guy's the one. Come here. I'm going to bend over. Like, is that a pickup line? I won't eat that booty, girl.
I don't
I think if a girl
You didn't give me that advice when we went to the club.
That's disgusting. That is that's straight up porn advice.
Ruben, if a girl went up to you and she was just like,
eat my booty.
If a girl went up to you and she was just like, I probably would work on a guy. See, that's how simple chimps we are. If a girl came up to you and she was just like, I want to blow you. You'd be like, girl, where's the bathroom, right?
Like here?
Really?
I think that's...
In the freezer aisle?
I think it's a simple... Yeah, that's a dumb chimp mind that we have. It's also one-tracked. I'm trying to think of what would be the equivalent of this for a guy.
Like, do you have all your teeth?
What if she says no?
Smile for me.
What if she says no?
You're like, I don't need the teeth for this anyways.
It was a survey question.
I feel better, huh?
Yeah. It's a survey question. Yeah. Like,
how'd that feel, son?
It's like, do you want lemon with your iced tea? And it's like, I could do without it.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, man, that's back to your note. That note is creepy as shit. First of all.
So I changed gyms. So I'm no longer going to
Don't mention what gym you're going to, because this fucker is going to listen to this somehow. Somehow going to connect. Did you already say?
No.
Okay.
No, I just changed gyms. I'm no longer going to this gym that I was going to. So, sorry.
I'm just saying, man. I just don't know if that's the way to pick up chicks.
Yeah, that's really...
I wonder if that works for girls. I'm legitimately curious. If a guy comes up to me and he's like, girl, let me eat that booty like groceries.
If the woman is super promiscuous, very open sexually, I don't see why that would be a problem. But the fact that...
Really? You think that works?
But here's the problem that I have. Obviously, if you know me and I know you, come talk to me then. If you really want to eat my ass that bad, then you tell me to my face. Don't leave it on my car like a pussy. That's how it is.
There's gonna be about 13 dudes that send me messages after this podcast.
Like, so like, I heard she likes her booty.
I'm not saying I'm gonna accept these invitations.
Is there a list or some sort?
But my point is, don't be a fucking pussy if you're interested in a girl. Should I send nudes?
Like, I'm gonna send a picture of my tongue so you know the game's on point.
Oh my gosh!
You're the one who said it.
But I got that
kiss tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just Gene Simmons just got that venom tongue. I got that symbiote tongue, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got that, what's that guy from Spawn with the long tongue? I think that dude's name is the Violator. It's pretty
I think
the
it
clown
is.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's got to be a joke. Like, I feel like it's got
to
be a joke.
It has to be a joke.
Only because I doubt...
Second note though.
Maybe he's fucking with you. I don't know.
What?
What did the first one say?
The first one was really simple. It was really simple.
So, something like
my tongue game's on point.
You're fine. I see you in there doing your thing.
Same handwriting?
Or something like that. Same handwriting. Except the other one was like on a piece of like.
Maybe it's a dude that works there.
I don't know.
It has to be a dude that works there.
I don't know.
You should get the cops involved.
The problem is I would go at the exact same time every single day, so it becomes repetitious, and I go certain days. I would take certain days off, so if the person was there on the same day as I was at the same time, then... And I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I talk to a lot of people at this gym because...
Mm-hmm. You know what would help?
What?
You know what would help?
What? Tell me.
You know what would help? If when you went in there, you looked around and saw who was in there and looked like a fucking creeper.
But no, I talk to more than just one person when I go into the gym in the beginning and then like a couple
people
come and talk.
But you know who
me.
You shouldn't talk to? Fucking creepers. They look like fucking creepers.
I wish I would have known.
Yeah, you should. That's why you should look around.
My biggest concern is the fact that he knows what car you drive.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
And so he knows to go and leave this note. I'm assuming while you're working out, maybe.
Maybe he's a security guard. Is there a security guard there?
No.
I don't know. It is a little creepy. I don't know. I don't know whether there's validity in it, but it is a little off-putting. But I feel like it's almost also like a troll because he's like, I want to eat that booty. Like, I can't imagine that's ever worked. Unless you're... Look, I can't say that.
It's porn.
I can't say that.
Porn. Come on.
I can't say that. No, not in porn. I'm saying like in real life. But I'm telling you like... If fucking Brad Pitt came up to you and he's like, girl, I want to eat your booty.
I'd be like, okay.
You're like, let's go right now.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I guess it could work for some people, right? Like if you're Leonardo DiCaprio looking motherfucker and you come up to girls and you're like, You see me in Titanic? Bring that booty over. Girls would be like, all right, where at? Where to?
Back that ass up.
Yeah. So like, I guess in times of history, depending on if you're like a fucking celebrity, anything would work, right? But if you're a regular Joe, you're going up to a girl, you're like, let me get at that booty. Like, it's such a thing to request too. It's not like it's like, yo, I wanna light you up so you walk in sideways. Like it's not like, I don't know. It's just something I would never go up to a girl and say and think it would work.
So one way to try it, we have to go out.
Go ahead for dog. I wanna see you do this. I wanna film this.
After
ooh, this will be perfect. Podcast. This will be perfect. You go up and say something to a girl. You are already there set up, so you have a mic so you can pick it up, because it's not going to be picked up if he just goes to a girl. But you have a mic sitting next to the girl, and you could just be like listening to see what Ruben says. And then Ruben try to line on a girl.
It's only a certain amount of time right now. We could totally go out after this and do that.
I need to pick up mics and shit. I need to charge some batteries. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I think that's a good idea.
Fantastic like,
yo,
idea.
Yo, girl.
How you doing?
Pull that G-string down south.
Ow.
I knew you two would finish that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't. That's creepy. And I think it's a good idea that you move gyms. Just don't ever say where you went. And maybe you get any new followers on social media? Maybe you need to keep an eye on that too. Don't post where you're going to gym now.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, there's social media is a thing.
Is your shit private?
No, it's not.
Wow, you're
she's
the
got
only
14 accounts, dog. She's got her normal account. She's got her right. Twitch account.
Right.
She's got her Instagram hoe account.
Right.
She's got her modeling account.
Right.
Porn she's got her her traveling account.
Right.
Her fashion account.
Right.
She's got all her making accounts where she makes like stuff.
Right.
And then she's got her sale account where she's selling her stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she's got a couple other ones that we don't want to talk about right now.
I knew like three of those.
Dog, you know, there's a lot of them, dog. Yeah. You gotta hustle.
You gotta keep up.
Making that paper. So. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go out there and hustle.
Speaking of, I never trust a dude who has his social media stuff private. Like girls I get because we get shit like this.
Dick pics?
Yeah, but like dudes, why?
How many dick pics have you gotten in your lifetime? Like legit. Like not like, oh, here's a dude being like flexing on camera. Like
is
I'm talking
it,
about
guys
legit
that I know or is
anything.
It,
total.
Oh my gosh.
Total. Like you girls get that a lot? Like
yeah.
Like legit. And I
well, because here's the thing. Every guy
Phil
that
Davis
we
baby
date,
arms.
For some reason, guys are like, I'm gonna send you something hot. And we'll go, okay, let me see what it is. And maybe it's because
it's a cup of tea steaming.
It's a dick. It is a dick.
I'm gonna do that shit. Oh. I'm gonna be like, girl, I'm gonna send you something hot as fuck, and she's gonna be like, what you gonna send me? And then you're like, check out this tea, steaming and shit coming out the top.
I'm not gonna lie, you might get a few of those pictures from me,
dude. I keep forgetting to tag you on Turtle Pictures. Anyways,
no,
back to my point.
You don't need to do that.
Back to my point. So, dick pics, how many? Like, look, and this is my thing.
I
with,
have to count.
Were you counting
I've,
them in
I've
your
had
head?
A
go,
lot.
Go ahead and count while Ruben and okay, I have this right. discussion. I've been thinking about this. I'm like,
well, some
I'm
of
like,
them must have been good because she had like a flashback in her eyes.
Right?
I saw it in her eyes. It was
like, she's
like,
Phil Davis, baby dick. What?
She's like,
baby
whoa.
Arm, baby arm. Anyways, I'm trying to think, like, as a man, if you do that, you're not doing that because of like you think is going to pull a girl,
wait,
right?
Do I include guys I know plus DMs or just guys I know?
Wait. You're getting guys that you know that send you dick pics?
Yes.
Fuck. Throw them all in. I also want to know statistics at this point. I'm going to give you a piece of paper so you can write all this shit down. As a guy, like, if you're sending a dick pic, like, I almost think it's like a troll. Like, you know how you go on Pornhub and there's dudes who have accounts and their fucking picture for the accounts are dick? And I'm like, come on, man.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me finish this stuff. I got to think it's just a trolling thing, right? Like, you don't think a dick is like a fucking worm or you're going to catch a fucking fish with it.
Yeah, you do. If
I think it's a troll.
No, if you're taking a picture of your dick and you send it to somebody, you're hoping for a fucking something
I don't
back.
Think so. I think it's a troll mostly, and I think it's a voyeurism. People want to have other people see their stuff without having the risk of being like shock value.
Well, here's the thing. Why do dick pics have to be so, like,
veiny?
Not the best angle?
What's a good angle for a dick pic? You want the upshot?
Oh,
you want to see the
okay.
fucking?
I didn't know she
you want
was
like
expert.
The taint.
Said, how do you want it? Do you want it on the table?
You want the,
I'm just saying. Sometimes it's like that's do you awkward want, post.
Fucking like.
I said, do you want a two-person job?
Shit. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Like, what is a good shot? You want some lights and flowers in the back?
Say, do you want me to put
no,
the
sometimes it's external nice lighting? To see the guy,
the dog filter,
anyways, flexing, holding, flexing his tricep as he's doing it. He's
do
like,
want, do you want length, like comparison?
A ruler next to it, so you know what it really is. Like metric
keep,
system.
Keep going. Now I'm curious.
No, it's good.
Now I'm self conscious. Now,
okay. So how many? What are your what numbers? How many?
I'm coming.
How many?
From what I can remember.
Stop taking steps back. Just let's go forward.
This is awkward. I remember 5 guys I know and 7 guys on DMs.
So guys you know.
Guys I know.
Okay, let's talk about that. So why are the guys you know sending you dick pics? Because you requested them?
No. Okay, so there'll be times.
Because
okay,
that's an extra level of ballsy.
There's most of them come from guys I've dated. A boyfriend, girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Wait, boyfriend, girlfriend? You date girlfriends? Girlfriend sending you dick pics? Kind of weird,
I mean,
girlfriend.
Like, no, like I'm their girlfriend. They're my boyfriend. Oh. Mostly from those kind of relationships. Whether or not I was sexual with them, that depended.
Okay, but these are okay. So if you're dating
only,
them,
only 2 came from guys that were really good friends of mine.
Like, what would that conversation go like? Hey, here's my dick.
It was mostly because it was mostly like at night, and it was.
I want to take a survey so badly. Drunk. I want
to
take
it had nothing. I mean, this was a couple years ago, so it had nothing to do with.
I want to. I need to find a website to do a survey where I can have these questions, like for females. Or I could be like, how many dick pics have you been sent? Were they flaccid? Were they hard? How many? Like, I want statistics now because I'm curious.
They've always been hard.
They're always hard.
Mm. Always hard.
See, if you're packing a Phil Davis baby arm.
Always with the same, with the boxers and the drawers pulled down to like their knees, with their like big hard. Like, that's it. There's nothing.
Dog, you didn't try very hard, did you?
No, I guess you're right.
I'm trying to give you guys a visual where.
It's like, oh, you see a toilet in the back?
There were some where it was like, okay, this is tasteful.
See that shit water in the toilet?
Oh my God, that's bad, guys. Bad taste. You gotta try a little harder and shit, you know.
Yeah, no, you gotta put it on the table.
But I'm telling you, back to my point, if you got that baby Phil Davis baby arm, dude, I would just fucking leave the shorts on, just let the outline show itself. You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta be hard? You can let the imagination let you know how hard that's gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
Women love the imagination.
You know what I'm saying? See, double right there, boom, double down on that bet. You know what I'm saying, guys? Shit, I'm about to get a how to send dick pics books out. You know what I'm saying?
Written by Dr. O.
That's right, motherfucker. You know what's up. I'm going to get that out. $3.99. All digital downloads. No shipping. That's hilarious, though. That's hilarious.
How many nudies have you guys been sent? If any.
I don't send out dick pics.
I'm not talking about you guys sending your wieners out there. I'm talking about girls with their second pair of eyes sending them to you.
Girls sending me nudie pictures? How nude?
Whatever nude means. In
I've had girls send me pictures. I've had a couple of girls send me photos. Never been like the outrageousness of a dick pic is quite high. Like the outrageousness level. Like that's pretty much like you're showing you're it's like playing poker. But you're playing poker with all the cards facing everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what everybody's catching here, what everybody's got. That's like the highest level you can get with the guy. What else are you going to get? Oh, here's this mole I have on my chest. Like, there's no more cards to show at that point. I think women are better at it. They're usually a little bit more tasteful. You're never going to get a girl that's like, most girls aren't going to send you pictures like spread out and showing everything. Like, they'll be a little bit more deceitful with their pictures. Like, let me rephrase that. Not deceitful, but they'll be a little bit more reserved. Like, they'll show you stuff, but it's never going to be like, check out this close up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never
this beaver.
This like beaver. Check out these walls. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna. There's most skin. Times, it's not gonna be like that. But no. I've had a couple. I've had a couple pictures go my way.
You had one.
And I bet you it wasn't like raunchy.
No.
Like, but it wasn't gonna make it to Cussler.
No, it wasn't gonna be on Pornhub.
I will say Snapchat's a beautiful thing because sometimes the girls send other like their best friends will send each other pictures like, hey, what do you think of this shot?
And of what,
like,
a guy's yeah, dick girl. Or a girl? A
no,
girl?
No, no, no. Like, because when we send out pictures of ourselves, we want to get our friends' opinion because most of the times our friends are more blunt before we send them out. So the pictures you guys get, most likely a girl's gotten them.
Yeah, no, we'll check those out for you. Just send them here. Send them to the email we have. We'll check those out for everybody.
Ruben's on Snapchat now, so you can add Ruben on Snapchat.
He's always been on Snapchat.
He can sit there and be like, look, girl, you gotta get that clothes off, change, put that on. Mm-hmm,
put that filter on.
In fact, give me another picture. Give me another picture right now, about 5 minutes when you put that on. Mm-hmm. And get back to me. I'll get back to you right. I'm always on Snap. So my phone sends me notifications. It's called push notifications. I will get those.
I'm a third party. I'm just here to help you.
That's right. And I will get them right away and respond to you right away.
I will delete these. I won't even send them to John.
I won't even screenshot them at all. Nope.
Hook a girl up.
Mm-hmm. So
here to help.
That's hilarious. You got a lot of anacondas going your way, huh? Apparently not if they're hard. If you got that baby, Phil Davis baby arm, and you got some like Phil Davis like pink weigh-in shorts, dude, that's the way to go.
All the time.
Who was that guy? Remember we talked about this on a previous podcast? There was that football player who had like, he was packing and he was just throwing ridiculous shit on his Instagram. Remember that guy? We talked about this.
Oh, we did talk about that guy.
Was it the game? I can't remember who it was. Yeah. But he was intentionally posting these fucking ridiculous pictures. And he didn't whip his dick out because it's Instagram. It was like in tight shorts. And he was putting all kinds of ridiculous, hilarious hashtags where he was just like, life-changing dick. This will scare you forever. Like, ridiculous hashtags. Yeah, probably. Leave you limping. I give away free crutches. You know what I'm saying? Like, ridiculous, but some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. But anyways, I thought that was hilarious. A lot of dick pics going your way, huh? Maybe that's why this dude...
Sometimes.
That's why this dude wants to get at your DMs so he can send you some dick pics. He's like, here you go. Here we go. All of a sudden, we're all quiet now. All right. Wow, man. We have passed our marker for the day. We passed it. We gone past. I was thinking about a topic we should talk about, females, but I totally lost it now. That's why I write shit down. Any last words for these fine savages on our podcast?
We had a very life generalist podcast.
Earlier we did. We talked about relationships, about that one girl specifically. Again, we need more questions, guys. Send us some more fucking questions. I want to know what's going on with your lives. I want to give you advices about you and your relationships or your lack of relationships.
I'll ask some of the gen ed kids who they say.
I need to get Ruben out there in weird, funny situations where he's asking chicks about eating ass. That'd be hilarious.
just like that, huh?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Interesting.
So, questions, comments, post them down below. Emails for questions down below. And
what's your email?
MotivatedResults@yahoo.com. I got an increase of spam since the last time I mentioned that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Not a lot, but just some. Now, because I said that, now I'm putting it onto the universe. I'm going to get a lot more.
Any DMs?
No, it's an email. I'm going to get DMs on email.
Hey, old people.
I can't figure out how to send you a DM to your email.
This is old crusty pick of me.
That's hilarious. All right, ladies and gents, questions, comments down below. See you guys next Monday. Trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling all alone. Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no